Hello, and welcome to the Mekonomen Group conference call, year-end report, January to December 2019. My name is Courtney, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note that this conference is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end of the call. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question. If you require assistance at any point, please press star zero and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Chief Executive Officer Pehr Oscarson, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to this call, where we will present a little bit about our fourth quarter 2019. Together with me here is Åsa Källenius, our CFO, who will also take us through some numbers. To start, I would say we have a stable performance in the fourth quarter, and shortly, we talk about continued sales growth and a stable profitability. The ongoing EBIT improvement activities are according to plan. We have improved our cash flow generation, and the board has decided to propose a dividend of 0.5 Swedish crowns per share. We still see that our attractive concepts and brands contribute to increased sales to affiliated workshops. Let's move on to some numbers, Åsa.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I will take you through the Q4 numbers for Mekonomen Group. Starting with the big picture, we have a growth in the quarter of 3%. The organic growth is 1% in the quarter. Adjusted EBIT is on the same level as the same quarter last year, 149, and EBIT amounts to 104 compared to 57 million last year. Earnings per share is 1 crown in the quarter compared to 0.18 last year. We had a positive cash flow in the quarter and also for the full year. In the quarter, 156 million, and in the full year, 146. EBIT margin, 3% compared to 2% last year, and adjusted EBIT 5%, same as last year. Nobody missed it, we had a mild winter season, and it's affecting our sales negatively. We see it mostly in our business area, MECA/Mekonomen, with the activities in Norway and Sweden. I will show you on the coming pages the impact we estimate from the mild winter season. Some comments about the full year. We now had Inter-Team and FTZ the full year, and we can see that we closed the year with a sale of almost 12 billion, 11,842,000,000. That's of course a great increase in sales mostly from the acquisitions. I'm also proud to see that our adjusted EBIT increased by 275 million compared to last year and amounts to 874 million. EBIT 705, an increase of almost 300 million compared to last year. As I said, a positive cash flow for the year and an organic growth of 2%. We had an increase of earnings per share with 12% from 6.56 kronor last year to 7.34 kronor this year. A positive development of earnings per share after the rights issue we did 2018. Over to the waterfall for the quarter. As I said, we increased EBIT from 57 million last year to 104 million this year. The EBIT is positively impacted by that we have not that much items affecting comparability this quarter. As you remember, we had a lot of items affecting comparability last year in this quarter, related to the acquisition of also the frames in stock. We have impact on gross profit from operation, positive 7 million. We have an impact of adjustments in stock levels. We did by 15 million, but it's not classified as item affecting comparability. And we have a positive effect from high items affecting comparability 2018 of 31. We see lower costs in the quarter, positively affecting EBIT by 8, and also positively affected by lower integration costs. We have 9.4 million as integration costs for the new company group structure after acquisition last 2018. 104, and we estimate that the mild winter season in Sweden and Norway impact our sales negatively by approximately 30 million, affecting EBIT by 15. And we also have this adjustment in the stock related to different items, pressing down EBIT in the quarter. Over to the next page, the waterfall on the gross margin. It looks very much the same as it did in Q3. We had a gross margin of 45.2% when recalculating the margins for FTZ and Inter-Team as included the full year. And we land this year with 44.8%. As in Q3, we see a positive effect of the purchasing synergies, and together with volumes, the synergies impact gross margin by 0.5%. As in Q3, we have a negative impact of the currency, mostly euro towards NOK and SEK. And we still see market pressure, and we see a negative impact of product and customer mix, meaning that we sell to larger customer, for example. And so over to our business areas, starting with FTZ, our Danish company. We saw a net sales growth of 5% in the quarter, of which 2% was organic growth. EBIT improved compared to same quarter last year as a result of the purchasing synergies. We have cost saving activities ongoing and, as mentioned, less item affecting comparability. We have 9 million items affecting comparability in FTZ related to integration cost. We estimate our market share in Denmark to be stable, even though it's a tough market, and we experience tough competition in Denmark at the moment. Over to Inter-Team, our Polish company. They experienced, as we did for the whole year 2019, a very strong growth sales driven by shares of the domestic sales, resulting in an estimated market share gains. Inter-Team in Poland has, as you know, also net sales to neighboring countries as Ukraine, Germany, etc. But the strong sales growth was mostly in the Polish market, with a higher EBIT, resulting in higher EBIT margin and in improved EBIT as a total, a great improvement from the same quarter last year, and EBIT amounts to 20 million compared to zero the same quarter last year. We were able to have increased margins in Inter-Team. They amounted to 4% in the quarter, and for the full year, 2%. We continue to see high price pressure on the Polish market and aggressive activities from competition. We can now summarize Inter-Team and FTZ for the full year. 2019 was the first year we had those companies for a full year, and we can conclude that we are satisfied with the acquisition in total. The EBIT contribution in total from the acquired company amounts to 342 million, which we see as the same level as we had in the prospect. Now over to MECA Mekonomen, our largest business area. We had net sales in line with last year, but the very mild winter season, as I said, pressed the growth down, and we estimate that we should have had 2% higher sales, organic sales, without this effect. We had a zero organic growth in MECA Mekonomen in the quarter. High purchasing cost continues to press our cost of goods and thereby the margins. We did a price increase in Sweden and Norway during December, but we did not see any effect, and we didn't expect to see any effect yet, but we expected to see that the coming quarters this year. We had a stable EBIT. EBIT amounts to 63 compared to 54 same quarter last year, and we have cost savings activities compensating for the continued price pressure and negative customer product mix. And we also had this inventory adjustment I mentioned of 15 million in business area MECA Mekonomen. Some updates on our new branch concept, BilXtra Sweden. So far, we have 8 branches in the concept, whereof we own 4 ourselves and 4 is franchise. Turnover during last year, 2019, was approximately 50 million, and we experienced a large interest from branches within competing concepts to join in our new BilXtra concept. Over to the next slide, the merging of our central warehouses in Sweden. The project is proceeding as planned, and we still see that we will have the cost savings we have communicated before of 50 million from the end of this year. We have successfully concluded a pilot with 5 branches and also the regional MECA warehouse in Gjøvik in Norway. They now receive their supply from Strängnäs. Next phase in this project is to gradually transfer the supply of all MECA branches from the warehouse in Eskilstuna to the new in Strängnäs. Our focus is to minimize the risk and ensure high service towards the customer. That must be our first priority. And so to our smallest and our business area with our highest EBIT margin, we saw a very positive development in sales in this quarter to the affiliated workshops, and we also experienced a positive organic growth in the quarter. We had negative organic growth prior quarter in this year. The EBIT continues to be high, and we experienced that Sørensen og Balchen has a very good cost control, ending up in high EBIT margins and also high margin, high EBIT, of course. Sørensen og Balchen is our business area with high sales to business to consumer and are exposed to the tough retail market. I guess everybody seen what happens in the retail lately, and both in Sweden and Norway are heavily affected. We have actions ongoing to increase the B2B sales, and it's proceeding well. Okay, Per, over to you, some market and footprint.
Yeah, and we are on slide 14, and that's just an update on little bit figures about the markets where we are working. It's really nothing new here in this quarter. We, of course, follow the sales of new cars, even though our normal customers have cars that is in the age of 5 to 12, 13 years old. So we still don't see any direct effects. And what is very important is to realize that in our markets, still more than 90% of the cars which is sold now is sold by old, or let's say diesel and petrol technique, which we are very well known. Those cars sold now should at least be 15 years out on the streets, so we have a good market for the future. Having that said, we are also very developing our concept to be able to also service and repair any kind of car, or whatever kind of technique that they used. I'll move on to slide 15 with the Google Group footprint. Not so dramatic changes, but we are growing in the number of affiliated workshops in total, and that is our most priority, of course, so that's very good. I will keep on and talk a little about digitalization. We have just launched in December a new booking solution in Mekonomen in Sweden with improved features for instant quote and schedule functions. We had online booking already for since a couple of years, but this is a new system with better and functions for the car owners. This solution will also be replace existing booking solutions in the other concepts during this year coming. In Denmark, we are in the end stage of developing Drive Clever. That's a call center and digital portal that provides one point of contact to everything the vehicle owner needs. This is a link between the vehicle owners and independent workshop that provides the workshop with a stable flow of car owner customers. Drive Clever is already working for companies and leasing fleets, and it will soon be available to all vehicle owners. We have also developed a learning management system within ProMeister, which are successfully also sold outside our group in countries around Europe. This is a portal where we can effectively take care about booking of training and courses, e-learning integration, and so on. We have implemented this in Denmark, but in Denmark it was also supplemented with a technical support module, and where we have had very positive feedback from the customers with that solution. And talking about business development, this morning also announced that we have strengthened the group management with the Director of Business Development and Strategy, and that is Petra Bendelin, who has been in the company for 10 years in different positions, and most recently as a Managing Director of ProMeister Solutions. She joined the group management as of today. Focus forward, of course, core growth and profitability, customer value, and business development. And finally, I would say that 2019 was a year where we integrated Interteam and FTZ. We have been working with the purchasing synergies. We have the project with the central warehouse and also the cost-saving programs. We have had a good development in cash flow and been able to reduce the debt. So I would say that we have a very solid platform and are ready for 2020, a year where we have continued focus on efficiency and cost control, also, of course, but also to increase our ambitions within business development. So that will be my last words, and we will open for questions.
Thank you. So as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question on the call today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure your line is unmuted locally and you will be advised when to ask your question. So that's star 1 on your telephone keypad. We do have a question coming through from the line of Michael Loftar calling from Carnegie. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi. First of all, this maybe I missed something on at the beginning of the call, but this cleanup of stock that you mentioned having an impact of 15 million or estimated impact of 15 million. What is that?
Well, it's you can say it's three parts in that. Adjustment. One is that we have from when Mekonomen was active in Denmark, we had returns to the warehouse in Strängnäs, which we have sold some of it, and some of it we could not sell, and that is now booked in our books, and we cleaned up all the returns we had from Denmark. The next part of this is that we have focused very much on working capital to reduce net debt, so we have a huge return of goods from the branches to the main warehouse in Mekonomen, resulting in some adjustment in the stock levels. And the third part is that we now finalize the NAX implementation in Mekonomen branches, and that has also ended up in some adjustment. So I would say those adjustments, they are, some of them are earlier, should have been booked in 2016, and some part is for the total of 2019, but we chose now to very much work on to have optimized stock levels and has booked this in the books in the Q4. But it's related to quarters prior to Q4.
So one could say that you should have booked slightly lower revenues throughout the previous quarters.
Yes.
And previous years.
Okay. And previous
years. Okay. Yes. So it's been okay. Because you had a similar thing about a year ago, but that was another, another issue.
That was something else. This is not seen as an item affecting comparability. It's something that should have impacted our margins historically.
Okay, but for Q1 isolated, it is an item affecting comparability, you could say.
For Q4, yes, but it's not classified as item affecting comparability.
Okay. Another thing also, when you specify the mild winter and the impact of 30 million and -15 for EBIT, I mean, you last year was a pretty mild winter as well. So how do you come up with that number? One could argue that it was fairly easy comparisons, although I guess this winter is even more mild. But because in this slide, you are comparing 18 with 19. So it's not compared to a normal winter, I guess.
Yeah, one could argue what is a normal winter nowadays.
Yeah.
But first of all, it is a significant difference. November was quite similar, but in December, and it's very difficult to just look at the how many degrees it's outside, because this is something happened when it gets minus, and zero is probably no effect. But the method which we use is that we have checked on those products which we know are strongly affected by winter conditions. Could be batteries, it could be heating systems and so on, and compared just those product groups, what we have lost in those. So that's how we came up with the number of 15 million. So it's, I would say that it's the best analysis which we can do.
Go ahead.
No, and I guess I mean the winter hasn't really become, even though it's pretty cold today. But I guess this has continued in January. So, would you have you seen so far in January the same kind of negative year-on-year impact for these kind of products?
We don't want to comment on the quarter which we are in. But there is mild weather still outside. That's true.
Yeah. And how the sale of these kind of products? I mean, it goes from you to customers and to the affiliated workshops and other stores and gasoline shops and stuff like that. So when it goes to the more very winter related products, when do you sell them typically? I mean, are they sold by the day or are they sort of purchased and put on stock among your customers, or when do you see that there is a completely lost winter, so to say, for these kind of products?
It's a mix, but because some products, for example, when it gets really cold, minus 10 or something, then cars stops by the road, and that creates more job for the workshops, and they usually get delivery from our stores or which fills up overnight from the central warehouse. So that kind of sales that comes immediately. So we can see sometimes if it is a very cold 3 or 4 days, minus 10 in a big area like Stockholm, then we will see it directly after a couple of days. But then there is also other products which when we sell to larger customers, which we may make one sale in the autumn and then hope that they will fill up their stock later, but they won't do it. So it's a little bit mixed, but we feel it quite directly, definitely.
Okay. Another thing on you mentioned before these sort of problem areas. So we have Finland, for instance, and also part of your what I call non-core businesses like Prekas and so on. Could you mention anything on how these businesses are doing? If the losses are increasing or has stabilized or even improved?
I would say in general it has been improved. and we still have some losses, and we still have some let's say costs for reducing risks and so on. But we don't have any more detailed information than that today.
And you can't say anything else around Finland. You have opened up for you know, dismantling or divesting Finland if the profits doesn't turn. How much long time do they have, and where are you in that?
I don't want to comment on time, but as I have said before, we are looking for better solutions. Better solutions can be that we make it profitable ourselves, or that we can sell it to someone who can do something better about it, like we did with Mekonomen in Denmark a couple of years ago. And I would say we will probably not in the area of completely shut down yet. It's not that bad. We're still working on the two other alternatives, but we're open for everything, of course.
Okay. Also, two questions on the two, call it, programs that are running. First of all, the purchasing synergies with FTZ and Inter Team, and I guess the other units as well. So you're saying that 60 million has been realized of the 100 million. If we just, is that on a full quarterly basis? Did you experience those synergies fully in Q4, the 60 million? That's the first question. And secondly, then the remaining 40 million, when do you expect those to come through? At the time of the acquisition, you were quite long term in this sense, but now you have come a good way to the 100 already. So when can we expect the remaining 40? And again, was it the full run rate in Q4?
I would say it was full run rate in Q4, or at least in the end of Q4. So we have those 60 are fully in the company as from this year. 1st of January, I suppose. And to the second question, yes, we said that it will take some time to get out the synergies, and that is because you always start with the low-hanging fruits and the easy negotiations. So I would say to get the first 60 is the easy part, and the last 40 is a little bit more difficult. So I wouldn't change. Even though we are happy and it has been a successful project, but I still have respect for the work to be done ahead. So it's still the same. We still have the same prognosis that it's from 2021 that we will have the full effect.
Okay. And the other cost saving program, the 65 million that you have completed, you I think you have said before that you expected a full run rate by the end of Q4 or sometime during Q4. So how should we interpret that? The full sort of quarterly effect will come in Q1. Is that the right interpretation?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good. And the price increases you've carried out in Sweden and Norway, they are accepted and so on, and will impact the gross margins in Q1 then?
Yes, they are accepted, and now it's also always the challenge still about the purchasing prices and the euro. This is done mostly to balance up that and to keep the margin. And as we see the currency little bit better, but we still have in our stock, we have a very high euro SEK currency.
Yeah, I guess there's a lag of about one quarter or so if we look at the FX rate.
Yeah.
Okay. You should get the full benefit from a lower euro by Q2, basically, then in your gross margins.
Yeah.
Depending on how the exchange rate will develop.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The final question from me: you have this other income that you report in the P&L, and that declined quite significantly year on year. It was 59 million in Q4 18 and now it dropped to 40 million. Why is that?
I need to come back on that one. I can't. I do not have the answer right now.
It's probably in the area that it's something has, that has moved out to some business area, or if it's something which we are, has just stopped doing. But let us come back to that.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
We currently have no further questions coming through, so another reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes in from the line of Mats Liss calling from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Two questions, please. First, I guess you talked about this mix change to larger customers, and I guess it's been going on for quite some time, and it will probably go on for quite some time more. But could you say something about the momentum there and how much we should expect going forward?
Yes, continue.
Yeah, the mix change there. I mean, the margin impact
Are you right that will probably be going on in the future? But I don't think we should expect any more any significant changes in the future, because we also. This has been, for example, some of the product groups which has changed selling pattern, but it has changed, so we don't see any further development. So difficult to give any guidance, but it will continue, but I don't think in the same speed as we have had the last couple of years.
And then about, I mean, you had a mild winter, and I guess you prepared for maybe a normal winter. Is there an excess inventory in some of these product groups that you need to sort of, get rid of, or is it a normal? Could you say something about the inventory level currently?
No, we don't see that as a problem, because these products has it's not like selling fashion or something, so it will be sold somewhere and along the road, so we don't see any risk for in the inventory regarding that.
Okay, great. And finally, just we're looking at the tax charge. It was a bit on the high side. Could you say something about that also?
Yes, we have higher tax, paid tax than the tax in P&L, and it's related to a tax being paid in Denmark during the quarter of 80 million, which was in the balance sheet. It's quite normal. We pay tax. They had a different year end due to the acquisition from Economen, making us pay tax in another period than we usually should have done. So it's nothing strange. It's temporary this year.
Okay, so the tax charge for the full year is a good guidance for the future.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have no further questions coming through, so as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question on the call today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions coming through, so I shall hand you back over to your host for any concluding remarks.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your handsets. Hosts, please stay connected and await further instructions.